From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll go to London. Last week, Parliament voted against action in Syria. We'll speak with a member, one of many, who now wants a second vote.
But first to the debate in Washington over whether to strike Syria in response to the Assad regime's alleged use of chemical weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, and Joint Chiefs Chair General Martin Dempsey will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. Also today, President Obama told congressional leaders he is willing to work with them on the plan he will ask Congress to approve next week.
And so long as we are accomplishing what needs to be accomplished, which is to send a clear message to Assad, degrading his capabilities to use chemical weapons, not just now, but also in the future, as long as the authorization allows us to do that, I'm confident that we're going to be able to come up with something that that hits that mark.
Well, joining President Obama for that meeting at the White House were House Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. After the meeting, they spoke to reporters.
I'm going to support the president's call for action. I believe my colleagues should support this call for action.
This is behavior outside the circle of civilized human behavior, and we must respond.
For more on all this, let's bring in Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. And Rick, let's start with the reaction from Congress. It sounds like the president at least has support for action from the leadership.
And is he ever going to need it? Interestingly, he's got the bipartisan leadership on his side, but it's the rank and file he has to worry about in both parties. You have this nexus of liberals and libertarians who are very skeptical of military action in Syria. And the question for the president will be how he can rally his own party's leadership and now Republican leadership, including Boehner and the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, behind something that both sides know a good portion of their members are not behind. It is going to be an interesting and fluid and dynamic process to play out over the next week or so.
And you have some members, like Senator John McCain, who appears to want something even bigger than limited strikes, something that may tip the balance in favor of the rebels in Syria. Is that a help or a roadblock for the president?
It cuts both ways. If you listen to what Senator McCain said yesterday, it was clear that the president is signaling to him that there is a larger strategy at work here. But any direction that you push there, or any further you push in that way, it costs you something on the other side, because it's going to feed concerns about more intervention in a Middle Eastern country without an end strategy. It's going to feed paranoia about a return to a situation like Iraq or Afghanistan, a long-term, almost endless conflict. So he has to be careful how he courts the hawks that he definitely needs. He doesn't get this resolution without Senator McCain. You have to be careful what kind of assurances you're offering to get it.
Well, let's listen to somebody from the left. We spoke yesterday with Patrick Leahy, the Democratic senator from Vermont, and here is what he said to us.
We don't know what the end game is. We don't know what we will accomplish by this, and we don't know whether we just unravel further.
So a lot of reservations there, Rick Klein, from Pat Leahy. And he also said he wants changes to the resolution that the president has put forward.
That's right. And there will be changes, almost certainly. He won't be able to have an open-ended commitment. He would have to be circumscribed by some period of time, by some guarantees about what kind of force he could use. But the fact that even White House allies like Senator Leahy, like Senator Durbin of President Obama's home state of Illinois, are concerned about this is just one little piece of where he's going right now. Look, it's almost the worst time in generations to try to ask for military force. You have a Republican Party that has this libertarian wing that has such a huge split, and in the Democratic Party, you have skepticism in the post-Iraq era and a skepticism about anything involving claims around intelligence. So there is no natural coalition for this, and it means the president has to go and make his own.
You also have a very unusual timing situation with the president's trip to the G20 summit in Russia. He leaves tonight, won't be back until Saturday. That's a lot of time for him to be gone when he could be at home twisting arms to support this, isn't it?
That's right, and he's going to have to make sure he doesn't lose the time abroad. He needs to rally the world community. If he can show some progress at the G20 and his meetings, we don't expect the Russians, of course, the host of the G20, to go along. But if he can move the needle on the foreign commitments and in other countries' public opinion, that potentially has the ability to move things back home. But you're right, he's doing what he can in the limited amount of time he has back on U.S. soil. His team is fanning out. They'll be all around Capitol Hill. The full court press is what they're saying this is, and they're going to need it, because as of right now, they probably don't have the votes. No one seriously questions their ability to get the votes, but they're going to have to work it.
Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, thank you so much.
Thank you.